The battle to stop the spread of the coronavirus is intensifying in Latin America's largest country, Brazil. More than 7,000 people there have been killed by COVID-19. But lags in testing make it impossible to know how many people are truly sick. And as in the U.S., there's a political battle with the country's far-right president front and center. For more, we bring in NPR South America correspondent Philip Reeves in Rio de Janeiro. And Philip, the death toll is huge. What have you been seeing and hearing?
Yeah, I mean, one newspaper here has calculated that 16 people are dying every hour on average. Mm-hmm. Here in Rio, COVID-related deaths are up by nearly two-thirds in 1 week. It's also very bad in the north and northeast of Brazil. In Manaus, the city of Manaus, in the gigantic state of Amazonas in the Amazon rainforest, they had an average daily rate of 30 deaths. And that rocketed up to over 120. And they found that about 600% increase in respiratory diseases, which were not being reported as coronavirus related. Yeah. We're beginning to see some restrictions getting tightened. There's a 10-day lockdown in one city in the north. But overall, the picture is very grim, and there's not a sense that it's under control at all.
Well, because you've got the president, Jair Bolsonaro, opposing the social isolation measures which have been introduced by governors and mayors. He's shaking hands. He's not wearing a mask. How are Brazilians viewing him?
Well, it's a very polarized society, and Jair Bolsonaro is doing this very deliberately, very flamboyantly. He doesn't agree with social isolation. He went to a demonstration on Sunday in the capital, Brasilia. He was in front of a crowd. He's constantly sort of advertising his position, and that may be one of the reasons why the level of compliance with stay-at-home orders is worryingly low, according to the state governors and mayors. In the big city of Sao Paulo, it's hovering around 50%. They say they need 70% for this to be effective.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Here in the States, we have President Trump, who's tweeted out support of protesters, but also issuing federal guidelines. It sounds like in Brazil, you know, Bolsonaro dispenses with any support of any of the guidelines. And then there's the tension between him and the Brazilian courts. What's going on there?
Yeah, he's now at the center of a political crisis, which it took off when he sacked the federal police chief. That prompted his justice minister to quit. Bolsonaro then tried to appoint a family friend, which was widely seen as a move to protect one of his sons from prosecution as the new head of the federal police. That was blocked, and now the Supreme Court's conducting a criminal investigation, and three cabinet ministers are expected to be subpoenaed. Bolsonaro's an army man. You know, he has many military in his government. The military keeps saying it's determined to protect the constitution of Brazil, but he's setting off alarm bells about whether he might constitute an actual threat to democracy. You know, this country did have a military dictatorship. A strong sense of instability is creeping into this political environment.
Mm. NPR South America correspondent Philip Reeves, keeping an eye on Brazil for us there in Rio de Janeiro. Thank you, Phil. We'll stay in touch with you as well.
You're welcome.